Francisco here,
320975. Okay. Could you ask Mr. Verdugo, can he speak any English?
He speaks English? No. He understands a little bit, but he can't speak it.
Okay. Could you have Mr. Verdugo to say his name and his ADC number for us?
Francisco Javier Verdugo, 320975.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that will be conducting this hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quiñones.
What was the name?
Luis Quiñones.
Okay.
The Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse.
Repeat the name, please.
The Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse.
Okay.
And my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as the panel lead today.
Yes, my name is Michael Johnson. Okay.
Also with this representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Prior to his hearing today, he received and signed a notification form advising him of his board's hearing. Okay, dude. On that form, it notified of him of his right to appear and speak on his own behalf.
He gives permission for me to speak for.
Okay. It also, on that form, also notified him of his right to hire a licensed attorney at his own expense. Did he hire an attorney or is he representing himself today? Okay. At this time, I want to swear Mr. Verdugo and Mr. Turner, the parole officer, in. Mr. Verdugo, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Más que la verdad, sí. Pura de Dios, sí. Yes.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Mr. Verdugo, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of his community supervision have been violated.
Okay.
In phase two, the board will determine whether to revoke or reinstate him on his community supervision.
His question is like, with him being released?
Sir?
Upon release?
No. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate his community supervision.
Okay,
we're going to start out in phase one. He has has three allegations listed on his warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to him. When I read the allegations, I need him to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Okay. The first allegation states that he's in violation of Arizona condition number 7. Demonstrated by his use of methamphetamine on or about March 20th, 2018.
Yes.
Per the task lab report dated March 26, 2018.
Repeat that, please.
Per the lab report dated March 26, 2018. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. The next allegation states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. By his failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on April 16, 2018.
April.
Okay, and that was per the test and compliance summary dated May
8, 2018. True.
Okay. His third and final allegation states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A.
Okay.
As demonstrated by his failure to enter and successfully complete. The Maricopa Reentry Center program in Phoenix, Arizona.
He did not go to the date he was supposed to go, no.
Okay. He was directed in writing and directed by his parole officer on May 2nd, 2018. To attend that program. Okay. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision.
Yes, he agreed. He was not on the run, but he agreed that what he's being charged with.
Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Badusco, I knew to find that he was delinquent.
Either way, he was a delinquent and reported to probation.
Okay, so I'm going to go with this motion that I'm making, that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision.
Okay,
and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Can you repeat that one more time?
That he may have lapsed. Or was about to lapse. Into criminal ways or company.
Second.
No. Was your question
that
if he was doing criminal acts?
No, that was just the motion that I made that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision.
Okay.
Okay, would you tell him we're going into phase two of his hearing? During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate him on community supervision. We're going to start out by first getting some information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go over some information on the warrant with him. And then we'll give him the opportunity to present any information he'd like to present to the board. Now we're going to receive some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
How would you like me to proceed? Slow like you're doing so he can repeat it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if they need to repeat it, let me know because I can barely hear them.
Okay, officer, Mr. Turner is going to be presenting some information. If you're not able to hear him, please just let him know and then we'll repeat the information, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Producer was released from ADC custody on
12/28/2017.
And arrested on 5/21/2018 by
Mesa PD. Okay.
There were no new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on
5/21/2018.
With an adjusted release date of 10/12/2018 was 17 abscond days.
Okay.
Current conviction is 2015, dangerous drug violation, 21 months. Has no prior convictions.
No.
This is his first term in ADC, and he has a CUIR score of 2-2. A mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. He had no STG, and he has no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary?
Repeat, please.
He's had no disciplinary while incarcerated?
No disciplinary.
Under arrest in 2010, he had a dangerous drug violation in Arizona, and it was a felony conviction. He received probation.
And the
In 2014, criminal trespassing, first degree in Arizona, felony conviction, he received probation. He has a GV score of G3V3.
Repeat that, please.
He has a GV score of G3V3.
What does that exactly mean?
That's a general score of 3 and a moderate score of 3.
Is that good or bad?
It's not no, it's just information, sir.
I'm sorry?
It's just information.
It's information. Okay.
Okay. So when Mr. Verduzco was released, he was approved to reside at 616 South Bellevue in Mason, Arizona.
What was the address?
616 South Bellevue Street, number C, in Mesa, Arizona.
Yes, he's aware.
Okay. And then he requested to move from there because they were doing drug deals at that house.
Yes.
And then he was approved to stay at 339 South Staten Road, apartment number 14 in Mesa.
What apartment number?
114.
114.
Yes, he's aware. He's a giver. Then, it says that he was working for DBA Ground Landscaping. Was he still working at the time he was arrested?
Yes, he was.
Okay. As far as his programming goes, he was referred to SAGE classes for substance abuse. Yeah, he completed that. And then on December 29th, he was referred to TASC for random urinalysis drug testing.
Repeat the date of the task he was supposed to report?
Well, that's the first date that he had. He had a color code of gray.
Okay, yeah, here's the word.
Okay. On January 25th, he tested positive for methamphetamine.
Yes.
And then on February 12th, he tested positive for methamphetamine.
Yes.
On February 28th, he tested positive for THC.
Yes.
On March 19th, he failed to do a urine sample.
He was dirty with THC.
Okay, and the next day, on March 20th, he tested positive for methamphetamine and THC.
He agreed.
And then on April 16th and 17th, he didn't do a urine sample at all.
Thank you.
been sanctioned for a weekend to go to MRC back on March 23rd. And he completed that program. Okay, he was sanctioned to go to MRC for 7 days, pending a 90-day program that he was to attend. Why didn't he attend the 90-day program?
He understood that it was for Monday. So Monday he already knew he had an order for arrest, for warrant.
So yo sabía que yo iba a ir a prisión para atrás.
So he knew he was going to go back to prison.
So nomás trabajé 2 semanas para poder agarrar mi cheque y dejarle a mi esposa porque está embarazada y poder agarrar el dinero para poder.
So he decided to keep working at his job so he can have a 2-week paycheck to leave a little bit of money to his wife that she was pregnant.
Por eso no andaba corriendo, simplemente nomás no me dejé agarrar en las cosas.
That's why he was absconded for 17 days.
So what was he doing when he came in contact with the Mesa Police Department?
So ¿qué estaba haciendo cuando viniste en contacto con la policía?
Le ayudarle con lo que trabajaba a cambiarse de lugar.
The person he was working for, he helped him move.
So por todo menos, ahí me pararon y
and he was pulled over
and he had a warrant y ya.
And he had a warrant.
No me encontraron nada, ni siquiera nada robado, ni nada.
Yeah, he had nothing in possession and he wasn't drugged at the moment.
Say that again, sir.
He wasn't under the influence of anything when they caught him and he did not have anything on him.
Okay, he just...
Over.
So, why did he contact us? Excuse me. It appears that his parole officer was working with them. Why did he maintain contact with his parole officer?
He was afraid he was going to get incarcerated that same day at the moment. So that's why he took the time to work. He knows it's not a good excuse at all, but that's... That's how he felt at the moment.
Okay. So I know he said that his wife was pregnant. When does his wife do?
Right now she's working for a company that checks in the contact lenses.
Okay, but he says she was pregnant. When did she do to have the baby?
She's still pregnant at the moment.
When is she supposed to have the baby?
December 13th of December is a 2-day.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Okay, the board has no additional questions. Is there any information as we come up? Well, let me just start over. We're coming up on the conclusion of Mr. Badusco's hearing. Is there anything he'd like to say to the board without repeating itself?
His parole officer is not present at the police station and he wanted to just apologize to him.
Okay, sí me ayudó mucho.
He was a good guy, he helped him a lot.
Okay. Well, Mr. Turner will relay that information to his parole officer. Okay, Mr. Verduzco, the board is coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. We're going into discussion. During the discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate his community supervision. During the discussion, we need him to stay on the phone so we can hear the discussion taking place. However, we need him to remain silent while the discussion is taking place. Okay. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Verduzco relapsed and started back to using methamphetamine and smoking marijuana. Officer, you want to relate to him what we're saying during the discussion?
Yes.
His PO was definitely working with him during this period of time. He was to place Mr. Verduzco in a 90-day program to assist him with the drug problem. Mr. Verduzco failed to register to the program and became an absconder. Mr. Verduzco stated that he knew there was a warrant issued for his arrest. However, he wanted to work for 2 weeks to get a full paycheck to leave for his wife. Mr. Verduzco will be released on October 12th of 2018. I think if he remains incarcerated until he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision.
He won't have parole or supervised probation?
No. And he will be released on October 12th of 2018, which will be prior to his wife having the baby in December. Therefore, I believe it would be best for Mr. Verduzco to go ahead and complete his time until he's released on October 12th of
2018.
Okay. However, I'm willing to see if the board has any additional comments. Hearing no comments coming from the board, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Verduzco.
Revocar la comunidad.
find that he was delinquent. Violated the terms, condition of supervision. And had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company. As he relapsed and using drugs. And absconded for 17 days. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay.
Also, would you advise Mr. Verduzco his parole, that his community service has been community service. I'm getting off. Would you advise him? I'm trying to talk slow. Would you advise him that his community supervision has been revoked? And he will be released on October 12th of 2018. Also, thank him for participating in this hearing. That's going to conclude this hearing at this time.
Okay,
officer, we want to take the time. Thank you for translating for us, and you have a good day, sir. And I think that's the only one that you have for us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you, sir.
Take it easy.